Welcome back to our study of Joshua. We're going to pick up this evening in chapter 15. And to help us, we're going to start with verse 20. And I'm just going to start reading until I'm told otherwise. How's that? Okay.
Oh, good.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jager and Kina and Dimona and Adea and Kadesh and Hazer and Ithnan and Ziph and Telem and Bealoth and Hazer and Hadatha and Heroth, and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amon, Shema, and Moladah, and Hazagada, and Heshmon, and Bethpelet, and Hazer Shula, and Beersheba, and Bisjotja, and Baala, and Iam, and Azim, and Eltalad, and Kisil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sassana, and Lebaloth, and Shillim, and Anan, and Ribnan, and all the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtaol, and Zariah, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Galim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Soka, and Aska, and Jeraim, Adiathim, and Gedera, and Gederathaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenan, and Hadasha, and Migdagab, and Dalian, and Mizpah, and Jokthiel, and Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Cabin, and Laam, and Kitlish, and Jedereth, and Bethdagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Jiphtha, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Keilah, and Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt, and the great sea, and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamer, and Jatter, and Soka, and Dana, and Perjasena, and Deber, and Anab, and Eshtema, and Anim, and Goshem, and Holon, and Jalo, 11 cities with their villages. Arb, and Duma, and Ishinan, and Janum, and Beth-Tapua, and Afika, and Huvta, and Kirjath-Arba, which is Hebron, and Zair, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jatua, and Jezreel, and Joktan, and Zona, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Palhur, Bethsor, Jedor, and Maareth, and Bethanoth, and Eltikion, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and Rehobah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Middin, and Sakeka, and Nibshan, and the city of the salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages, As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day.
Why don't we pull up the map?
Okay.
And let's talk for just a minute about that. This is giving you a visual of how this territory was divided by lot on both the east and west sides of the Jordan River. And so you can see it color-coded there is where you can make distinction between the tribes, okay? This is the territory that God gave Israel. Now, if we go to the next slide, this is that territory that God gave Israel that's outlined in red, okay? Everything inside the red belongs to Israel. I want you to look at the names of the countries and see how much of what God gave Israel belongs to other countries occupied by other countries right now. And all the all the news media and all the garbage that goes on and trying to tell what Israel is doing and how they're driving people out of their place. No, they're taking the territory that God gave them in the first place, that people had taken from them. And you look at this, I mean, look how much of Iraq actually belongs to Israel. And you look at Syria, and you look at Lebanon, look how much of Egypt. This area here on the east side, all this is the territory that God gave to the nation of Israel. And so when you hear people complaining, don't you pay any attention to it. All Israel's doing is taking back some of the land, like the Gaza Strip, or that they call it. That was the land of the Philistines, and you've heard these cities, Gath, Ashdod, all the, these are things David was taking, David, Saul and David fighting against the Philistines, taking the territory that God had given to them. And so, we'll, if you want to go back to the other slide, we'll just leave that up, and you get an idea of where these different tribes are occupied. Now, one of the things that when Jacob blessed his children, Simeon, he said, and Levi would be scattered in Israel. In other words, they're going to get caught in. We know that Levi had no territory as far as an area. They had cities, but they were not given a portion of property. And note that Simeon's portion is in Judah's portion. And so the word that he spoke, the word that Jacob spoke in, has come to pass, you understand, when they allot the land.
You could go back and read that in Genesis 49 and pay particular attention to verse 7. Okay. Chapter 16.
You've had a break long enough. Go ahead. Get back in there.
Thank you. That's great. Chapter 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of Arkai and to Adareth, and goeth down westward to the coast of Japhlethi, unto the coast of Bethhoron, the Nether, and to Gezer, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. Even the border of their inheritance on the east side was Adareth Adar, unto Beth-horon the upper, and the border went out toward the sea to Mesa on the north side, and the border went about eastward to Taanath-Shiloh, and passed by on the east toward Genoa. And it went down from Genoa to Adareth and to Naarath, and came to Jericho, and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tapua westward unto the river Cana, and the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they drave out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer. And the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraimites unto this day, and serve under tribute.
Now, one thing to remember is Joseph received double portion, right? And so Levi does not have a portion of land, but Joseph has two portions with Ephraim and Manasseh. And remember that part of Manasseh wanted the land on the east side of Jordan. And so Moses gave Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh property or territory on the east side of Jordan. And then the other half-tribe of Manasseh gets its property on the west side of Jordan.
Chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Asriel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahala, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Mitha, that lieth before Shechem, and the border went along the right hand of the inhabitants of Tapua. Now Manasseh had the land of Tapua, and Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended unto the river Cana, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had Issachar, and in Asher Bethshean, and her towns, and Ibleam, and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor, and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor, and her towns, and the inhabitants of Taanak, and her towns, and the inhabitants of Midgado, and her towns, even 3 countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel were waxen strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people? For as much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto. And Joshua answered them, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites, and of the giants, in Mount Ephraim, be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke unto the house of Joseph, even unto Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong.
Here again, the double portion. Now, this is an interesting thing to me. Joseph, the tribe, when we say Joseph, we're talking about Ephraim and Manasseh. Remember, Ephraim was the younger son, but Ephraim was basically the leader. It was bigger, the blessings. You understand, remember when Jacob blessed Joseph's sons, how he crossed his hands, and that Ephraim would be greater. And later on, when the kingdom divided to the north kingdom, the northern 10 kingdoms, and then the two kingdoms, or the two tribes in Judah, oftentimes the northern kingdom is called Ephraim, and other times it's called Israel. Those words are used interchangeably. So when they go to Joshua, they said, we're a great people, and we need more territory. And Joshua says, well, if you're a great people, then do this. I like that. If you're a great people, then defeat the Canaanites. If you're a great people, then cut down these woods and all. Live up to what you're saying. You with me? Don't look for just a free handout. Get out there and work, right? Okay.
Okay. Chapter 18. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them.
Note this. Shiloh was the first place after they cross over, they set up the tabernacle. You understand, this is where God's name is, on that tabernacle. So it started out that not Jerusalem, but you went to Shiloh. If you remember Eli, the priest, it was Shiloh. Remember Samuel, the prophet? We're talking about Shiloh. Okay? But because of Israel's disobedience to God, the Ark of the Covenant was taken in battle there from Shiloh. Remember that? And then later on, God's name goes to Jerusalem. You with me? Even when the tabernacle was moved to Gibeon, it doesn't say anything about God's name, because they were into too much idol worship and all that at that particular time. Okay?
Verse 2 of chapter 18. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you?
Note this. Each tribe had its own army. And we're talking about large armies, okay? Joshua, with all the tribes, went in and suppressed the major enemy. In other words, they took land, but enemy still in the land. You with me? Now, Joshua is getting old at this time. Now he's telling the tribes, these seven tribes, you haven't gone in and taken the territory that's been given to you. Now, It's been given to you, but you're responsible for driving the enemy out of the land. And so go do what you need to do. And he's actually reprimanding them for not being more aggressive than they are. They're being too passive. Go take the land. Don't be content until you've occupied what God has given you, okay?
Give out from among ye 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me, and they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. You shall therefore describe the land into 7 parts, and bring the description thither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites had no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into 7 parts in a book, and came again to Joshua to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions.
If you notice here, there are actually these 7, actually there's 21 men, right? 7 tribes, 3 men from each tribe. So there's 21 men that have the assignment of basically surveying the land, so to speak, and to divide this land into these portions for 7 for 7 tribes. They're to describe all this in the book. Yeah. And so this is not done in a day or two, you understand. This can take a while to go through the land and get the description. And then once they do that, they come back to where the tabernacle is, where God's name is, where the priest is. And they're dividing that land up there before God. They're casting lots, which just simply means that man does not have choice. There's no favoritism involved. There's no popularity or that type thing. You understand? And so, whatever, they have 7 lots. So, it's sort of like drawing straws. You get this one. All right, this is the territory you get. That's the way this land was divided. It wasn't divided by man's choice. It's by God's choice, okay?
And the lot of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph, and their border on the north side was from Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went out over from thence toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward. And the border descended to Adaroth Adar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Bethhoron. And the border was drawn thence and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth before Bethhoron, southward. And the goings out thereof were at Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the end of Kirjath Jearim. And the border went out on the west, and went out to the well of the waters of Nephtoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of Jebusai on the south, and descended to Gorigel, and was drawn from the north and went forth to Enshemesh, and went forth to Gaaloth, which is over against the going up of Adullam, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Arabah northward, and went down unto Arabah, and the border passed along the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, and at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast, and Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, and the coast thereof round about according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, and Beth Hogla, and the valley of Kizes, and Beth Araba, and Zimmerim, and Bethel, and Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah, and Shephoramoni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities and their villages, Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth, and Mizpah, and Kephira, and Mosra, and Rechem, and Irpeel, and Tarala, and Zela, and Eleph, and Jebusai, which is Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families.
Now remember, the enemy's still in the land. They're dividing all this. For instance, the Jebusai or Jerusalem, that's still occupied by the Jebusites. And that's not taken until David is king. If you think about it, he went in and whoever can go up through the conduit and take this city, then I'm going to make him the captain of my army. And we know that Joab did all that. Now, as you read this, if you just follow the outline, if you keep that map up, Michaela, and you can just follow the outline and you get a little bit of an idea of the territory that they're talking about, where each tribe was in relation to the other tribe. Okay.
And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moladah, and Hazar Shual, and Bala, and Azam, and Eltolad, and Bethuel, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth-Markaboth, and Hazar Sua, and Beth-Leboth, and Sheruan, 13 cities and their villages, Aen, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and the villages that were round about these cities, to Baaleth-Beer, Ramoth of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid. And the border went up toward the sea, and Marilah, and reached to Dabbesheth, and reached to the river that is before Jotnium, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Kislothabor, and then goeth out to Dabriath, and goeth up to Japhiah, and from thence passeth along on the east side to Gittath Heber, to Ittah Kazin, and goeth out to Rimmon Methoar, to Nea, And the border compassed it on the north side to Hanathan, and the outgoings thereof are in the valley of Jithiel, and Kadesh, and Nahalol, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came to the children of Issachar, for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Kisoloth, and Shunem, and Haphriam, and Shihon, and Anathrath, and Rabbath, and Kishion, and Abez, and Remath, and Engam, and Enhada, and Bethpez, and the coast reacheth to Tabor, and Shehazimah, and Bethshemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. And their border was Helkath, and Halai, and Beten, and Aksath, and Elimelech, and Amad, and Mishael, and reacheth to Carmel westward, and to Shihor Libnath, and turneth toward the sun rising at Bethdagon, and reacheth to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiphthael, toward the north side of Bethlehemeth, and Neil, and goeth out to Cable on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Haman, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And then the coast turneth to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre, and the coast turneth to Hosha, and to the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast of Akzib. Ummah also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And their coast was from Heleth, from Elon, to Zaanaim, and Adonim, and Nekeb, and Jabiel, unto Lachem, and the outgoings thereof were at Jordan. And then the coast turneth westward, to Asnath Tabor, and goeth out thence to Hukuk, and reacheth to Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon Jordan toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities are Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Sinnereth, and Adamah, and Ramah, and Hazer, and Kedesh, and Edrei, and in Hazer, and Iron, and Migdal, and Horam, and Bethanath, and Bethshemesh, 19 cities with their village. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the seventh lot came out from the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, and to the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtiel, and Irshemesh, and Shebalabin, and Ajalon, and Jethla, and Elon, and Timnath, and Ekron, and Eltika, and Gibbethon, and Baalath, and Jehud, and Benibay-Rak, and Gathrim, and Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Lachem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Lachem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for an inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country.
Now, you want a break? Now you've got all the division of the land, and you know we have a reason for this. You know, when Heather asked me to I have to read all these names, I said, "Well, you know, our objective is to take people through the Bible, and so we're going to go through all the Bible. We'll read all of it." And even though it may be laborious reading, some of you probably have never heard that read before, right? You probably never read it. You just look at those names and run over it. So, but if you'll notice as you went along, there's probably some cities in there that you recognized, like Ziklag, various cities that you see David was involved in and taken, and you know, even Jerusalem. But we wanted you to know that that's in the Bible, okay? That land is divided, not by man's choice, but by God. And they were in the presence of God when this land was divided. Now, something else that interests me is that Joshua was given a portion of the land out of the tribe of Ephraim. And it says he built the city. Now, obviously, he didn't do it by himself, but he had help. But he oversaw it, okay? Our time's up, so we're going to have to stop here and take a break.